Coach, start off, overall takeaways, that's where watching the tape from that Kansas game, how'd you feel overall your defense did?
Well, there were so many positives about what we did, and statistically speaking, I thought we did a lot of good things. Third downs were really good. Rush defense was very good. I thought we contained the quarterback for the most part very good. It was the lowest total they'd had in yards and third downs and first downs and all that stuff. But there were two really critical plays in that game where I thought the defense really had a chance to make the play or make the difference in the game, and we didn't take advantage of those two. So it's such a bittersweet, and the way it ended, we needed to make one more play on defense that we didn't make.
What's been the attitude from the defense coming back after a loss? Are they getting after it during practice?
Well, I thought yesterday was very good. I'll watch the film today and let you know. My perception is it was good. Tuesdays are always a grind, so I thought it was that today. Now we got to get better and just get honed in on exactly what Arizona State's going to do. So I can answer that better tomorrow.
Underrated last week, there's kind of a little bit lack of depth at middle linebacker. You had to go to Miles Hall. Like, where are you at middle linebacker-wise in the depth, Harry?
Some of the guys have redshirted, and we can get them back, you know, when we get into postseason play, some of those guys. But Miles Hall is going to be a really good player, and so he deserves to play more, and that's why he got reps last week. The depth moving forward is pretty special at linebacker, and I think you'll see a lot of guys continue to play in that second group.
You've had a lot of luck injury-wise. You haven't had a lot of major injuries this year. How much has that played into your guys' success on defense?
Well, I think that's a huge part of success and a huge part of our strength and conditioning program. Our sports scientists have done a phenomenal job. I think the guys have bought into what they need to do to keep their bodies healthy. And then, you know, some years are better than others. We've had injuries. It's just I think those guys did such a good job of preparing themselves in the off season that we've been able to stay away from some of the ones that naturally occur.
Your defensive line's been very, very effective. Just a lot of continuity from last year's squad that some struggle, particularly against the run. What's made the difference in your mind about year-to-year the improvement?
Well, I think the guys are one year more confident in the scheme. They know where they're going a little bit better than they did last year. I think the techniques have got better. Pad levels got better. Strength went up. So I think it's a culmination of all those things that we're just playing a little bit better in most areas on defense.
I just wanted to ask you, with the new look of the Big 12, ASU is going to be a regional rival of your guys. Yeah. Do you like having some of these that are more regional matchups and hopefully develop more of a rivalry that existed at one point?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think the five schools that are out west right now in the Big 12 are all outstanding schools. They play great football at every one of those schools. So I think it's going to create a lot of competition. The Big 12 in general is very competitive, but I like the ones out west, and I think it's going to create more rivalries that maybe existed in the past.
You guys have been very good against opposing running backs this year. Scadaboo's just kind of the latest guy. What do you expect?
Well, he's a great player, and the other group of backs is good. So we got our work cut out for us. I'm excited about the challenge. I think that they'll come ready to go. It seems like each week that we face the big-time back that the guys have risen to that challenge, so we better do it again.